Blog Talk Radio.
Your house Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just put all your trust in him. Praise God. And his name is Jesus. That's who we want to put our trust in. Praise God. Because that's the only one can bring us through this thing that we are walking through in these times. Praise God. And we just love it. We love it when we can put all our trust in Jesus. He is the only one. When we call upon the name of Jesus, he'll answer us. He'll be there right on time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. He's good and he's good all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's favorites coming to you live tonight. Praise God. So thankful and grateful to see all of you on. Praise God. We just asking the Lord to have his way tonight because that's what we want him to be in forefront. We don't want to try to go ahead of him. We want to obey him and do what he commands us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son, a daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullets or whatever you're going through. Maybe some type of sickness, or you might have a habit you're trying to break. Whatever it is, God knows best. Praise God. But we do know that Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is willing to give us rest from anything that as long as we trust in him now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, Lord God, thanking you for your mercy, your grace, God. Thanking you, Lord God, that you are forgiving, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you have loved us, oh God, with an everlasting love, God. Thank you, Father God, that you are our Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father, Daddy God. Oh, God. Because a father loves his children. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. Anything we ask in your name, you said you will do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we love you, God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, God. We thank you, God, that you are the healer, ultimate healer. Can't nobody heal like you can. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us. Can't nobody forgive us like you can. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us. Because can't nobody keep you like us like you can. Thank you, Lord God, for being everything, God. Everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are the one, God. You are the one. We pull down every principality and power of the air, anything that tries to easily beset us, and we pull it down and put it under the blood. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Yes, 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 yes. He's good enough to do anything. Praise God. He's just that good all the time. He will never leave his children. He will never forsake his children. He will never, praise God, hallelujah, throw us away. We are never thrown aside. Hallelujah. Oh, because he's in us and we are in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. If you serve God, you can say, what a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, again, thank you for coming on God's favorites this afternoon. We are so grateful and glad to have you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask, is there anyone that have a prayer request tonight? Do you may press 1 on your phone. We'll be glad to pray for you tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. If there is anyone, praise God, that have a prayer request tonight, you may press 1 on your phone. We'll be so glad and happy to pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to acknowledge anyone that has a prayer request. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God said, pray ye one for another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask, can you be our prayer warrior tonight? I really wanted you to also give an update on your son, how he's doing, to let us know that what God is doing in his life, praise God. So can you do the prayer request tonight?
Coming up. I hope you can hear me.
Yes, I can.
You can hear me?
Yes,
can
I
hear
you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yes,
I
hear you.
Prayer request. I didn't know you could hear me. I thought you couldn't hear me. Yes, I
do. Yes, I hear you. Before you do the prayer request, I want you to give us an update on Vernard.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Baby.
Go for it.
Anybody? I want to tell you all that Bernard, my son, is progressing every day. He did have a little setback, but a setback only means a comeback. The infection that he had in his stomach looked like his stuff went down to his toes. Because the doctor said when you stay in the bed 36 days, my God, he says that all kind of things happen to you. Well, you know, you get the bed sore. So at the tip end of that second tooth, it won't get well. So they're going to try some different medication on him tomorrow. But it's not hurting. It's just that the infection keeps greening. But he is well, I'm going to tell y'all. He's progressing. He's walking, taking his physical therapy, occupational therapy, able to eat what he wants. He said nothing that he had eaten before made him sick. He eats solid food. He can eat anything he wants. He eats fried fish. It's nothing. Everything is just going well. And I just want to thank God and give God all the praises, because God is the one that did it, along with the doctors who gave the revelation to the medication to you. And so I want to thank God first, and then thank the doctors who agreed to go back and get the medicine that my son really needs. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I think everybody ought to say, praise the Lord. When we give God the glory for somebody else, hallelujah, God's going to take care of us. Praise God. So we're going to give God the glory tonight for what he has done for Mother Stokes and her son and her daughter-in-law. Praise God. All of them, praise God, because all was in this circle. But look what the Lord has done, praise God. Just bringing him on through this thing. Didn't God say he would do that for us? God said even if you be in the fire, he'll bring you out and you won't be burned. He's going to come out of that thing. He ain't going to smell like smoke, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why we ought to give God the glory. Give God the glory for what he's doing. Praise God. It's the Lord's doing. My old aunt, she's dead and gone now. She used to say, baby, that's the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. And I used to look at her and she would say, baby, it's the Lord's doing. And I would just be so happy to hear her talk. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's take a look at the prayer request here. We have Minister Kathy. Go ahead, Minister Kathy.
Amen. You have an amen. Amen. Please pray for my sisters Doris and Barbara. Doris is in a hospital in Seattle, Washington. She was on a cruise and started having trouble with her bile. And they had to take her off the cruise and put her in the hospital. And then my sister Barbara, she's suffering with anxiety and depression. And we know all of that is of the devil, because the word said by his stripes we are healed. Both are believers and have faith, and I just want to hear their testimonies of how God has healed them. So please pray for my sisters.
Amen.
All right. The next person is 682.
Good evening, everyone. This is Rebecca.
Good evening, Sister Rebecca.
I'm just praising God for Sister, for Mother Stokes' son who's progressing so well.
Amen.
I also want to ask for prayer for my nephew. I asked for prayer for him one morning. He was missing and we couldn't find him. So I got a chance to get online and he sent the picture to his fiance and he set a car on fire in a pretty good neighborhood and he was arrested, but he didn't go to jail. For some reason, they just put him in a behavior place, and we didn't know where he was at. So he burnt everything. All he had was the clothes on his back. But I just tell you how God worked things out. You know, they brought him from one place to another, and we had a hard time. And his mother is dealing with depression and anxiety, and some may call it bipolar also. So she's not able to handle a lot of things. And so we were able, me and my daughter were able to, we sent him a mega bus pass to come from where he was. And they didn't charge him for arson. So, but we got him home. He made it home late last night. And he just said, I made a mistake. I got, you know, my mind wasn't right. So I just thank God for that. And I just pray that that the Lord would give his mother strength because her patience is not very good, and he don't need that because I think it's going to do a little setback on him. And by him doing that, it could have, with her speaking negative to him, it could have led him into a stage of suicidal. So I just thank God that we were able to get him. Because if he, you know, that was the last thing he had. We didn't know he slept in the car for 2 weeks and didn't have any food.
Mm.
So I just thank God that we were able to bring him home. It's not for my glory, my daughter. It was all for the glory of God. So thank you.
Amen. All right. Amen. Okay. Minister Gwen Bernardo, go ahead. Minister Gwen? All right. Minister Bowman?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I hear you now. Yes,
oh,
I hear
okay.
you.
All right. I'm not sure what was wrong with the phone. I was talking. But anyway, good evening to each and every one of you, Pastor Vivian, and to all the saints of God, the Stokes. And I just want to thank God for enabling me today to finally be able to get my laundry done because I was in so much pain, tremendous pain, actually from Thursday all the way through today. I'm feeling some relief. I have these patches that the doctor called in, prescribed for me, and I didn't think to just place them everywhere where I was experiencing the pain. I was placing them in one place, and then it was like the Holy Spirit spoke to me, you need to place them on every place where there's pain. So I did get some relief, and I was in the bed pretty much all day. So I just want to thank the Lord for enabling me to get some relief and be able to get my laundry done. And, you know, you never realize that you have just those little things like that. It seems little that you can't do. And you're just so grateful to God for him enabling you to be able to do it. And continue to pray for my sister, Nicole. She's still pretty much the same and not being able to recognize everybody and still kind of talking like things that are still in the past or what have you. So we continue to believe for her total recovery and my entire family. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. All right. Sister Bowman.
Good evening, everybody. I would like prayer for my family. My husband had a first cousin daughter to down last night. And y'all just pray our strength. Pray out for all the bereaved families. And then look up President Bynum's wife. She was had COVID, and I think she had for the second time. Just look her up and look up all the children that's going to school, because COVID is surely on the run. And we just, you know, asking God to just keep them from all her harm and danger. Everybody traveling up down the dangerous highway, just pray for them. Amen.
Amen. All right. Sister Felicia King.
Yes, good evening. I would like prayer for my niece, Kira. She had a bad manic depression attack, and she also had bad anxiety. So if we could pray for her.
All right. Is there anyone else? Thank you. All right. All right. Elder Lily Mae Stokes, you may go forth. They gave you a handful tonight because you give all that good report about your son.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't God great? I tell you, he's
Ain't
a great God.
God. Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
yes. I want to just read one little scripture to you all. It says,
yes.
Listen, this is Proverbs 20 and 22. It said, listen carefully to my words. They bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. It's Proverbs 4, 20 and 22. The King James Version is going to read a little bit different. So we know that when we pray, that God hears us and he will answer our prayers. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you right now, lifting up Sister Kathy, two sisters, Sister Doris, oh, Father, who's in the hospital, Lord, out in Washington, D.C. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know the infirmity that she has in her body. Father, I am lifting up right now that you heal her whole body, Father. You know what she's going through. She's on a cruise and got sick, oh, Father. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you right now that you said that we could send the word, and the word would perform what it sent out to do. It would not come back to us empty. And she's way out there, Lord God, in Washington, D.C., so we could send the word. And, Father, I know that Sister Dar, God, you hear us, and Sister Doris is healed in Jesus' name. We lift up Sister Barbara, Lord, who's going through depression, oh, Father. Lord, mentally problems, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, stress, oh, Father. You come, Lord, you have it all. You are a healer, you heal. You spoke one word and you heal all diseases. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said that you were Jehovah Rapha. You reveal to us that you are healing. And you spoke that one word and you heal all diseases. I know you can heal Sister Barbara, Father. Sister Catherine Barbara, Lord. And Lord, I lift up Sister Catherine right now because she's going through, because she's concerned about her sisters. Lord, I thank you that as she goes to see them, and Father, that you'll keep her strong. She will be eating. She'll keep her strength, Lord God, and she will not become stressed out. Father, just give it all to you. And so now, Lord, I lift up Sister Nicole. Father, you know Sister Nicole. You know her, Lord, when she was in her mother's womb. Father, she needs a healing right now, God. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, every area of her body, all her blood vessels, Lord, her heart, God, her blood cells, Father, her muscle cells, Father, in the name of Jesus, strengthen her, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, enable her to walk again, Lord, Father. Enable her to bring her mind back where she can recognize her family, oh Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh Father, to our sister Nicole, Father. We know, Lord, that she loves you. And you said that if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, Lord God, that you could move that mountain. And Father, that is a mountain she has. Would you move that mountain, Father? Send the Lord God. We thank you for the healing in advance, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing that you already give her. It's part, it's being, Lord, the manifestation is taking place in her body as the medication goes through, Father. Lord, let them get the right medicine, Father, along with your word, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. for Sister Nicole. Lord, I lift up Sister Bernada right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that the pain has left her. Father, we thank you that you are the one, Lord God, gave her that revelation for the pain of what to do with those pain patches, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let the pain leave and don't come back, Father. We need it, leave and cast it in the sea and never let it come back, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Heal Sister Gwen from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, every area of her body, Father. And we thank you, oh God. We lift up James and we lift up Jekyll, Father. Lord, keep them safe, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up Sister Rebecca, her whole family, her daughter, and her nephew, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that he would get the treatment for mental illness, Lord. We thank you that he made it back home safe, Father. It's you, God. Lord, you're great. Oh, God, you're great. You brought him back home safe, Lord. He could have got off the bus in some other city. But, God, he came right back. Came back home, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord, that he'll take his medication, God, and nothing will stress him out. We thank the judge for just dropping everything, dropping the charges, Lord, against him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we just lift up our Sister Bowman family as they're going through grief, Father, and any family that's going through grief. Lord, every time you look around, there is something going on. God, it's either grief or it's something stressed out, Lord God. It's one thing or another. So, Father, we thank you right now that you're taking care of Sister Bowman family, all her family, all her children, her grandchildren, Lord God, her husband's side of family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bring them to this. God, they can't do it by themselves. Father, you have to go. When they're going through grief, Father, you have to get strengthen them and get them through, because I've been through it. I know what I'm talking about. You don't do it alone. They cannot do it without you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I lift up our president's wife, Jill Biden, Father, in the name of Jesus. This is the second time she had that COVID, Father. Threaten her, Lord God. Enable her to threaten her, Father. You know what she needs, God. Give her the revelation of what she needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that Jill is healed in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, we lift up Sister Felicia Keys' niece. Lord, we especially thank you for Sister Felicia Keys. We thank you for her and her children, her mom, Father. We thank you for the healing that you've already given them. And you able, Sister Felicia, to go on, just keep on keeping on, whatever she has to do. And so, Father, we thank you for her niece. Lord, her niece is going through depression, Lord. Stress, oh God. Discouragement. Discomfort, oh Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I know you bring us through because you're a great God. You're great and you're mighty God. Father, in the name of Jesus, you're eternal God. Father, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do and what you already have done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
praise
you.
God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Mr. Chapel, do you
Amen.
Have your Bible
right
there?
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I have.
Praise God.
I have
my Bible.
Okay. I was trying to give someone else a chance that hadn't said anything.
Oh, okay. That's all right. That's okay. I thought you were talking to me.
I was trying to give someone else a chance, somebody else that had a Bible there right at their fingertips. But if not, I want you to start at Genesis 3, 1 through 13. Now, we are looking at things, praise God, hallelujah, that our title tonight, God, Satan's Claim. Satan's Claim. You know, we're looking at and we are praying for things tonight and we are praying for all our families and things across the world. But what has happened that got us in this place? Is Satan's Claim all along? Man fell in the beginning and sin has been here since. sin is in the world. So we're going to go to our Bible, read, I'll start Mother Stokes 1 through 13.
Okay, chapter 3, 1 through 13?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, I'm reading out the King James Version Bible. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? He asked the question. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And she died in the spirit. And then God was talking about dying in the spirit. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. And I'm at the fifth verse, you all. It says, for God do know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Verse 7, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves an apron. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Question, has thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thou shouldst not eat? And the man said, the woman who thou gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And verse 13, and the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. I read from Genesis, the third chapter, 1 through verse 13. May God continue to add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Mother, so much. Praise God. You know, the devil, Satan, what his plan is, and we can see that all through this verse. If you would go back and dissect this, you will find these five things in this verse. Satan comes to make you doubt. He wants to put doubt in your heart.
oh, well, this one ain't going to happen, this ain't going to happen, I've done this here, and God, they're not going to hear me. No, no, no. Satan wants you to doubt. He wants to make you question God's word and his goodness. You know, I hear some people say that don't believe in God. Well, all that praying is not going to do any good, or what y'all doing, it ain't going to. Well, he got them filled with doubt, and he wants to put that doubt in you.
Amen. The
next thing he can do is bring this discouragement. He wants you to look at the problem rather than looking at God. That's what he wanted as this thing. I'm using Mother Stokes for this purpose tonight. The devil wanted her to look at her son when the doctors gave up and said, oh, he won't make it. But she didn't let doubt come in her heart. We must keep the faith. I played earlier the song, Trust in the Lord. We must trust in God and not let discouragement come into our hearts, because we want to ask why. Or what did I do? Or somebody else discouraged you. Because we can receive a lot of negativism. They did it to Job. Look at it. They brought so much negativism to Job, so I'm surprised that man just didn't throw up and throw in the towel. All of his friends sat around and tried to discourage him. People who do that today is no different. I know when my sister told me that she had cancer, and she was telling me what all people were saying, I didn't speak a negative word to her. I said, oh, it's not weak. I'm believing God that it's not going to be what the doctor said. I'm believing, every time she told me what people said, I said, I'm believing God that you're not going to go through it like that. I would not speak discouragement to her. This is a faith walk. This is something you have to go through. If you are on here tonight, let me say to you tonight, if you are going through anything, don't let people speak negativism to you. Keep your faith lifted up high above all, and because people go say it. People always say something negative to me. I throw that off because I don't walk in negativism. No, I don't want none of the devil's words attached to me. I'm walking in victory. Amen. I'm walking in freedom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I know you are too.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. We don't need to defeat. We don't need to defeat. Next thing he's going to bring to you is diversion. Make the wrong thing seem attractive so that you will want them, and more than that, the right thing. See, the devil, that's what he done to Eve. The devil got in there and made her, oh, yes, you can eat that fruit. Oh, yes, it's okay. God's going to forgive you. Don't yield to Satan's tactics. Don't yield to what he is trying. If we walk in by the Spirit, we will not yield our flesh to the things of the flesh. Praise God. We will stay in the Spirit. Praise God.
Amen.
Make the wrong things seem attractive. Oh, I can go on and do this. Oh, I can have this. I can go. I know who I am in Christ. I can do this. But if you yield yourself to the wrong thing, that is what Satan wants to do, to inflict upon you pain and hurt when you disobey God. Praise God.
Amen.
He wants to make you feel defeat. He wants to bring defeat upon you. Whenever you do fall,
and you done. He wants to make you think that you can't get back up. Devil is a liar. Makes you feel like you're a failure so that you won't even try. This is Satan playing. He wants you to feel defeated. Feel like that you can't pray. Feel like you just can't go any farther. This is Satan's plan. That's why we don't yield to the plan of Satan. We only want to look at the things that are lovely, those things that appear, those things of a good report. Well, how can I get away from all these negative people? Some of them, if you can't get away from them, just let it fly on by your ear and never let it go in. Some of you might just have to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
And say, I will not be defeated. I will not. You know, you have to speak to yourself. I will not allow Satan to enter into my spirit, because I'm going to be keep myself built up in the most holy faith. My faith is in Jesus Christ, my Savior. Praise God. Don't let defeat, don't let doubt, don't let discouragement, praise God, hallelujah, be a part of your day, to ruin your day. Praise God, hallelujah. The other one was, praise God, hallelujah, delay, praise God. Satan wants you to feel that you can't go on, and everything that you were planning, now you got to delay. No, praise God. But before we get to delay, I want to talk about this defeat, discouragement, praise God. How the devil wants us to, must stand, how we must stand against the wiles of the devil. And be not defeated. In 1 Peter 5:8, he said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, is walking about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resisted steadfast in the faith. Stay steadfast in the faith. Don't let the enemy come in and discourage you, because when he brings discouragement, he's going to bring sorrow. It's not joy. It's going to always be the opposite. Depression and oppression. Don't feel like going on. James 4:7-8 said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh unto God and he will draw nigh unto you. Joshua 1:9 said, I have commanded thee to be strong. And that's what God has taught me through my life, to be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with you wherever, oh my God, and see that just burns in my heart. The Lord is with you wherever you go. So don't let the devil make you think that you're walking alone, that you're going through this thing alone. You are not alone. Maybe in the flesh, yes. But in the spirit, God said, I will never leave you. Not. And I'm saying this because somebody tonight feels as though they are walking alone through something that people don't understand what you're going through. No, people will not understand you, but God does. And that's the most important thing of our lives. As long as you know who you are in Jesus Christ, you're walking better than anybody else can walk. Your ground is solid. Psalms 42:11 says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou despisest within me? Hope thou in the Lord, for I shall yet praise him.
and you can be, you will not be discouraged when you are walking with the Lord. Hallelujah. You will not be discouraged. Hebrews 10 and 23 say, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. The last one was it may. Satan, you feel that things are not going to happen, makes you put off doing something that it never was done. He wants you to keep putting it off and keep putting it off and keep delaying, and that's him. When God wants you to go forth in the things of him, believe in him as long as you walk with him. But Satan wants to delay you. I put off doing this and that because I didn't know whether to go forth or not. I didn't know whether to speak. God will lead you. God is not a slothful God. God is the God of all. He's always ready and on time. We played that song earlier. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's on time. He's right there willing and waiting to help you. And it's these five things that Satan tries to do to us each day, every day of our lives. Satan is trying to hinder us up like he did Adam and Eve. Somebody will, you know, oh, come on now. The devil comes to people. And right at the time you think that you are sailing, there comes your best friend with a negative, defeating answer. Well, if I was you, I wouldn't do that. If I was you, I would go back and I would do this. Well, that's how subtle Satan is. And he's waiting on us to make that mistake, and then we go into depression. So we looked at doubt tonight. We looked at discouragement, diversion, defeat, and delay. He wants to delay you. Don't let Satan have his will. You cannot. Stay in Jesus. And he will lift you up. He will carry you. Praise God. There's a song saying he will carry you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he will not let you fall. Praise God. So if you want comforting, go to him. And trust in the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. Praise God. He will guide you along the right pathway for your life. If you keep the faith in Jesus. Keep the faith. Hallelujah. You say, well, oh, Sister Vivian, my faith, I just don't feel like I have no faith right now. I just feel like I'm crumbly. I just feel like, hey, nothing is going right. But that's what I was saying those things. That's the way Satan wants you to feel. He wants you to feel all lonely and nothing. That's that doubt comes in. That's that, you know. So whenever these things come our way, we ought to lift up our heads toward the heaven from whence cometh our help, because all of our help comes from the Lord. Praise God. And God, you know, once we lift up to God, God knows when we lift ourselves up to him, he's going to step right in. And he's going to take you and undergird you. We can lean on him, y'all. Come on, somebody. We can lean on him. He's worthy to be praised. We can lean on him. And he will heal us. He will deliver us. And he'll set us free from every one of Satan's tasks. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, that is our message for this afternoon. I am so glad to see all of you all. Does anyone have anything else to say before we close out? You may press 1 right now before we go out. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I wanted to just encourage you as we see so much going on in our world. You know, I noticed that preachers are taking parts in this and that, but we are to stay in Jesus. We are in this world, but we are not a part of this world. Praise God. We're not a part of everything going on here. We are praying for one another. We are praying that they keep the faith and don't fail not, that they don't fall into this Satan tactics and plans. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible say in these times, many going to fall. Many is going to fall from the faith. Praise God. But you who are spiritual, restore such a one in love. Praise God. God bless you tonight. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he give you peace. The blessings of the Lord be upon you wherever you shall go tonight, tomorrow, throughout tomorrow, this week. Praise God. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord be upon you richly. Because God wants to bless you. He's not one to bring you into defeat. He's not one to delay you. He's not one that's going to keep you back. He wants you to go forth in him. Praise God. He don't want you to be discouraged. Praise God. He said, be not discouraged, for God is not mocked. Hallelujah. So press on. Press on in Jesus and receive the blessings of the Lord. Praise God. That rich blessing that comes from above. Praise God. God bless you now and have a good night. Bye-bye.
Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.